Y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Avelyn.
In today's episode, we will be hosting our first guest in season 3. Our first guest is Paige Carter. She is actually my friend from school and also one of the winners of the giveaway for the guest spots. And we will be discussing with her all things theology and about her anxiety that she's had in the past, but how she's grown through that and seen her faith be strengthened through it. If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com. Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now, let's jump into our first episode with a guest of season 3. Welcome, Paige. I'm so happy we got to have you on the podcast today.
Happy to be here.
Okay, so for this episode, we've got a few questions for you. We're very excited to discuss. And yeah, let's just jump right in.
Okay.
So what do you consider the most meaningful Bible verse for your life? And why do you consider it the most meaningful?
1 Peter 5:7, because it talks about anxiety, and anxiety is something I've dealt with.
Okay, so we're going to read that verse real quick. So 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. I love that verse. That's literally one of my favorite verses too. That's crazy. You said it's because you have anxiety and you struggle with anxiety. What are some ways that you've seen God work in your life to help, like, shrink? It's lessened through time.
Well, instead of, like, worrying about what's going to happen in the future, I just pray and I, like, try to trust God, like, okay, he did this because he has a plan for me and he wants things to go this way, even though that might not be why I want things, how I want things to be.
Yeah. That makes sense. It does. And that's a really good way to look at life, because he throws a lot of stuff in throughout our lives that we may not agree with, but we just have to tell ourselves that it's his plan and that we can just trust him. Because if it's in our control, everything's going to go wrong. I know that, because I can be a control freak sometimes, to where I just, like, I don't want to give God the control. I don't want to trust him. I'm just so anxious about, like, a test or something, that I just get so hung up in all the anxiety that I forget that whatever he has in store for me, whatever his plan is for my life, going to come to fruition whether or not. How do you see it being different in the culture of a private school rather than a public school, religion-wise? Like, do you feel more open to talk about your beliefs?
Well, I do feel open to talk about my beliefs, and, like, equally, because, like, I'm not, like, embarrassed to believe in God. I do, like, sometimes I feel like, you know, maybe that person does judge me because I believe in God, but, like, that's nothing that I'm, like, ashamed of. And, like, one way I would find out, like, if people believe in God is be like, hey, you should join FCA, which I don't know if y'all know what that is.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I do.
Okay. Yeah. And, like, so they'd be like, oh, that's really not my thing. But I was like, be like, you know, just try to, like, convince them. Like, oh, it's really fun. You'd probably really like it.
Do you do any Bible studies with people? Like, even if it's just on the Bible app, do you find yourself doing those often?
I do that. Well, you know this because you're in the youth group, but, like, at Life Group, they, TJ especially, sends a whole bunch of, like,
oh, I've seen that on the group chat.
To the group chat, and I always join those.
That's so cool. I never join them. I read what he has to say about it, but I don't actually, like, participate. I need to start doing that. Wow, convicting me here.
I feel too obligated to do plans. I feel like once I start it, I'm just obligated to finish it, and then it's too much pressure.
Sometimes I just, like, finish it all in one day, because I, like, I really do this plan, but I'm too lazy to do it, like, or I'm too impatient to wait, so I'm just going to do it all now.
Wow. That sounds like something you would do.
Well, with me with plans, I just find it so that if I don't, like, how Mr. Drotty has us, like, constantly reading the Bible even at home. Mm-hmm. Well, which, for the listeners, Mr. Drotty is our theology teacher. If I
like skip one of those days at home or something and I find myself not reading God's word every day, then I'll join a Bible plan, because that's just my way of staying in God's word. Because if I just find myself losing track of his Bible plan and stuff, and I feel the need to jump back in, it's hard to jump in when you don't know where to start, and Bible plans are a good place to start.
Who are the most influential people in your life?
Hannah Grace Birch.
I would so say that too. Love you, Hannah Grace.
She really helped me like get closer with God, and she actually introduced me to the Bible app.
She was just telling me a story the other day about how at school she like introduced the Bible app to this one kid in her class, and then the entire class downloaded it, and now they're doing a Bible plan together. So I was like, that. Wow, that's just a Hannah Grace story through and through.
That's, we should do a Bible plan without grade.
We should. So just because I'm really curious about this, I met you about a month and a half ago at Life Group. And that was really fun because you seem like such a sweet person and like such a God-centered person. So I've always wondered, how have you seen God work in your life? Bringing back one of the OG first season questions, which I know we said we would be changing these questions up, but I'm really curious about you personally. How have you seen God work in your life? Whether it's been recent or even when you were younger, how he completely changed your life?
Well, like I said before, I have struggled with anxiety, and that started in like sixth grade. But then like recently, I like started to like really try to like trust him and like be like, you know, I just need to trust God. Like, it's okay if this doesn't go my way, because I know I can trust God. And then also whenever like I'm feeling like down, you know, sad, I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm sad now, but I know I can trust God to make me happy.
Do you mind, like, I've heard parts of your anxiety story, like how you used to get anxious about things at school and stuff, but do you mind sharing a little bit about that on the podcast?
Sure. So basically, I was homeschooled for a long time, so I was used to, like, not being around a lot of people. And then when I started school in, like, sixth grade, that's when, like, public school, that's when my anxiety kind of started. And, like, I would just have, like, these panic attacks in the morning and, you know, just kind of freak out. And my mom put me on medicine for a little bit, but she's a big no medicine type of person. So I started to, like, in middle school, I started to just kind of, like, get over it and, like, you know what I mean? Like, not be as anxious, because, like, I felt like I knew everybody and I felt like everything was going to be fine. But then in high school, that's when, like, my anxiety did start getting, like, worse. And I would get anxious over anything that had to do with, like, people. Like, I know that sounds so weird, but I'd get, like, so anxious. Like, even just going to Life Group for the first time, I was like, are these people going to like me? Or, like, am I going to fit in? Like, even though it was Life Group. And then when I started, like, it was really bad at first. And I was like, I really need to find a way to, like, fix this and, like, cope with this. So that's when I started doing plans on the Bible app, and then I started kind of like reading the Bible more and trying to read the Bible every day, and then just praying that like God would like help me get over this and help me like not be anxious. And I was like, the same thing I just said. And then I just started like trusting him and being like, this is what God wants. God has a plan and it's okay. And then I just kind of got over it.
That was such a beautiful story, and seeing how God changed your perspective on anxiety didn't necessarily completely take away your anxiety, but like changed the perspective of just knowing that he's got a plan. So even if you feel the anxiety, you just deep down inside know that you can trust him. And that's similar to a lot of different stories I've heard about in our family. Like, we've got a friend that has dealt with anxiety and had to leave school for a little bit, I've also dealt with anxiety. Like last night, I was just freaking out because in science class, we watched Forensic Files. And there was this one where this guy like kidnapped a girl and it was scaring me half to death. So I was literally like praying last night. I was like, oh my goodness, I don't want to get kidnapped. And I know that's not going to happen, but I just kept having that in the back of my mind. Like, oh my goodness, I don't want to get kidnapped. And I'm so scared. And I was like having a panic attack. I was like, oh my goodness, I know it's not going to happen, but I cannot just trust God right now. I just feel so scared. And then I was praying about it in my bed. I read the Bible. I did all my meditative, like just meditating on God's word. And then at the end, I was just like, you know what? That was absolutely ridiculous. Like, I know I can trust God.
Yes, of course, that's absolutely ridiculous.
It was. Well, in the moment, it didn't seem like. Well, I watched Psych at night, and it would always. Okay, I used to be scared that there was a guy under my bed.
I know.
But I broke my bed frame, and now I'm not scared anymore because my bed's on the floor.
She literally has a mattress on the floor now.
Yeah.
There's no room for someone under there.
Yeah.
Solve that problem.
Yeah, I leave my closet doors open so that I can see if anything's in there.
So, I mean, that all being said, and then I don't know if I've even told you this, Paige, but in, like, sixth grade and seventh grade, I would, like, if I got, this is the most embarrassing thing, but everyone at school who was at school with me knows this. So, like, I did not talk to people very much. I was really, like, socially anxious. And so I would, like, get a 98 on a test, and I would, like, have a panic attack. I'd feel like, oh, my goodness, I've disappointed everyone. I had to make a 100. And so I would, like, literally have a panic attack and start hyperventilating and just feel like I was about to pass out. And so
98?
Yeah, this would happen all the time to me. And so I, at that time, did not even think about, didn't even consider, like, I believed in God, but I just, he wasn't on the top of the forefront of my mind all the time. And so I was filled with anxiety. Everything I did gave me anxiety, every single thing. I could, like, walk into something and feel the need to, like, oh my goodness, I'm so scared something's gonna happen, or, you know, something like that. And so that, getting through that was a huge step. But when I started doing Bible studies on the Bible app and praying about that, because the anxiety was bad, it was like scary for me, because to other people it may not have been as bad, but for my personal personality, it was pretty bad anxiety. So getting through that was really, really hard, which is why I completely understand where you're coming from there with all the panic attacks and stuff. It was one of the most embarrassing things I've probably ever done at school, like crying over a 98. But seriously, I don't know why inside I felt the need to prove myself, like I could make a 100 on everything. But then sometime last year, I started doing certain Bible app things with Hannah Grace, and I was like studying it a lot more than usual. And I realized, like, talking to all these people about this, that Jesus died for my sins, and I don't have to be perfect. That's why he died for me. And so that kind of anxiety is not necessary.
Oh, that was actually very true, very agreeable.
Agreeable, thank you. So how do you think that having the anxiety has actually grown your faith?
Because, like, I learned that, like, I'm human, and, like, God made me, like, a certain, like, God made me the way he wanted me to be. And, like, anxiety is something, like, I knew he wanted me to, like, be able to, like, get over. And now I know that, like, that was his plan to, like, make me closer with him. By, like, learning that everything's, like, in the end, everything's going to be okay, and he, like, he has a plan for me, and I should just trust him and trust his plan.
That is a beautiful testimony. That could be your testimony, how through the anxiety, you just, is that considered your testimony? I just said testimony, like, 53 times.
I guess so.
Yeah, I think it would be a really cool one, because how the anxiety taught you that Jesus is more important than worrying about things of this world. And like how Jesus says in the Bible to be in the world but not of the world, I struggle with that a lot. feel like all the trends that we feel the need to jump on, like, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, the VSCO girl trend. OG 2019. Oh, I know. They're coming back to haunt us.
Save the turtles.
Save the turtles. But all those trends ultimately don't matter. Ultimately, our goal in life is to spread his word and his kingdom. And that just kind of gets hidden under all this stuff. Like TikTok, that is a huge thing right now. I'm not saying TikTok is bad. I'm just saying I feel like that distracts us from our ultimate mission, unless you're using that to spread God's word. You said theology was your favorite class at school. So why is theology your favorite?
Because, like, I feel like it's a great way to, like, start my day. Like, go to class, read the Bible, and then, like, start talking about God and, like, learning more about God. It's, like, just a great way. And, like, starts my day off in, like, a positive vibe, unlike P.E.
Oh, yeah. The P.E. days are kind of stressful. Just a little bit.
I just feel like working out.
P.E. Yeah. is always the best. Unless we had to do a test, and then that's the worst.
And then she shows us pictures of poop.
Yeah. So I love that theology is your favorite class. Every year so far, they've had theology as our first subject of the day. Even if it's not every single day's first subject, it's still a first subject. And they always talk about how, like, the teachers are like, they want you to start out your day right, exactly what you said. And so I think it's cool that it's also fulfilling the purpose of where they put it in people's lives. And it's really a beneficial class. I mean, I don't know what I would do without theology class because it keeps me in his word consistently. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you for Paige. I pray that you will bless her life and that she will live a life according to you and according to your word. I pray that our listeners have been blessed through this episode and that they've seen Jesus through our podcast. I thank you for everyone listening, and I pray you will give them a wonderful week that is reflecting you in everything that they do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
It was so fun to talk to you today, and if you have any prayer requests, feel free to let us know, and we will keep them in our prayers.
I do have a prayer request. Do you know who Emily Sinagra is?
I
have no She idea. Goes, she, okay, so Emily Sinagra
is her last name.
To Benton, and her brother used to play on my brother's baseball team, and she was diagnosed with leukemia.
We will keep her in our prayers.
I have a prayer request for us. Our grandfather has serious issues.
No, he's got, like, a lot of heart problems right now.
Okay.
Like, I'll keep him in my prayers.
He just had surgery on his heart valves and stuff.
2 weeks in a row.
My dad's got, like, stage 3 kidney disease. Such an inventive name, kidney disease.
Yeah.
That's why I'm vegan, though.
I remember you talking about your vegan Cheez-Its and your apples and
I know, fruits. My organic Cheez-Its that they got me. They're good. Thank you so much, Paige, for being on our podcast. I had so much fun recording this with
you.
So
did I. I'm so glad. Too.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope that you've been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Thank you for listening and see y'all next Sunday with a new episode.